Welcome to the Real Life Parents, Real Life Answers podcast with Sean and Jasmine Turner, and sponsored by ParentEQ.com. Welcome to the very first episode of Real Life Parents, Real Life Answers podcast. I am your host, Jasmine Turner, and I am so thrilled to have you here. It has been really exciting to get this podcast going and to do all the planning stages and all the prep and to finally be here and launch this thing. So again, I'm grateful for your support and I am excited to get going. So I thought I'd start out this first episode by telling you a little bit about my husband and myself and our family and how we even got here. And first of all, before I start with all of that, I am going to give you a tiny explanation on why Sean is not going to be in this first episode. We've actually tried launching a podcast several times, a parenting podcast, okay? The funny thing is that it's really weird and awkward because you're talking to your spouse just like you would want, you know, talk to them normally, but you're also kind of talking to an audience at the same time. And so it sounded kind of fake. And actually, I'm probably more the person that can just get up and talk to the microphone and be fine. Sean absolutely despises doing that. I mean, he is a therapist, and so he definitely is used to just having a real person to talk to. It's hard enough for him to move all of his sessions to Zoom, which he's had to do a lot of lately, but he has a really hard time like with the talking to technology rather than a real life person. So we've tried it several times. Every time we did, it came out so awkward. And Sean honestly vowed that we would never do a podcast again, but I somehow convinced him to do this. So I'm really excited. I will explain how I did that in a little bit. I'll explain to you how I conned him into this. But before I do that, I do want to talk a little bit about how we got here. I started out as a teacher and so did Sean. So both of us have teaching backgrounds. This is kind of like our professional background part. I ended up starting teaching college because I did not want to teach little children, which is really hilarious because later on you'll see. Anyway, Sean started teaching middle school, and this is when we had like really, really tiny children. And so we kind of started out that professionally. We also started our family pretty early on. We have ended up with a range of children, 8 of them. Yes, you heard that correctly. We have 8 children. Not very common nowadays, but it is an adventure. And gosh, you guys, it'll give us tons of material for this podcast. So all the ages are from 5 to 21. At this point in time when I'm publishing this podcast. So we are doing all ages and all stages. Again, tons of fodder for the podcast because not only are we dealing with little children who are still throwing tantrums and not going to bed, but also kids who are trying to contemplate big life choices like college and careers and girlfriend-boyfriend issues. So it's fun. Like every day it is a hodgepodge of just any and everything being thrown at us. And again, you get to hear it. That's the great part. You're going to get to hear all that. Essentially, we started out as teachers. I ended up transitioning into a preschool kindergarten that had over 75 students enrolled, and I was an administrator and a teacher there. And I gained a lot of experience in a field I never thought I would, but honestly has served me well because did I end up having 8 children? Yes, I did. And did I need to know a lot about early childhood? Yes, I did. So I'm not regretting that. When I first started out and went to college, I was like, I will never teach anything younger than college age because they're the only ones who want to learn. But you know what? I learned it's super fun teaching the young ones too. So it has helped me a lot. That's my background. Once I kind of went into that, Sean and I actually both transitioned at the same time into running a private school, which taught ages, you know, like basically 6 all the way to senior in high school. And we did everything. I mean, when you own your own business, you basically do it all. And so we taught all different ages, all different subjects. It was amazing. We loved it. We learned so much. That's where we started doing parenting workshops. We started kind of developing our parenting style and our educational style. And now we use that in a homeschool situation. Well, it's kind of in hybrid. We have some kids in a little bit of public, some kids in homeschool, and then we do online school. So that's a whole different, like we could do an entire episode about that, obviously. But that's where we kind of ended up. And then there's more. Sean decided to go back to school and get his master's degree in marriage and family therapy because he knew how important it was as a teacher to be able to integrate psychology. And not only that, but he actually found out that he really enjoyed just that aspect of teaching, the part where you get to talk about emotions and you get to talk about emotional regulation and emotional intelligence and how to handle tough issues and mental health and all of that. So he ended up going back to school, getting his master's, and now is also a counselor. So that part of it is really fun too. Hence, we have arrived at the moment where we're kind of like, well, we have some theories, some ideas about parenting. Like we might be able to help somebody and pass on a little information and also be kind of entertaining because we've got some crazy stories ourselves of things we've tried that have worked and things we've tried that haven't worked. So we just kind of want to help those of you who are in the trenches with us to be able to deal with things, to give you some tools. And it's going to be fun, I promise. Let me tell you a little story that'll segue us into the kind of parenting style that we've developed that we're going to base this podcast on. The story that I'm going to tell you about revolves around a children's book that's one of my favorites called Runaway Bunny. I'm sure most of you have read it many times, some of you, if your child really liked that book. But here I am, you know, with my last child. He's number 8. He is the last child, by the way, people do ask. He's the last one, for sure. He's 5 now, and we were just having a sweet little moment reading books, and I started reading him Runaway Bunny. And I don't know how many of you are like me, but the more kids I've had, the more the tears just come really easily. So, you know, I read these little tender-hearted books and I start tearing up a little bit. And the same time I was kind of tearing up a little bit, I had this massive aha moment because Sean and I had been spending time talking about our podcast, talking about our like our parenting style. I mean, we figured if we were going to do this podcast, we kind of needed like a structure and we kind of needed sort of like a platform. And so we were discussing these things. These aren't things that just randomly pop up, I know. Like I in a perfect world, we would all be talking about parenting theories with our spouse, but I get it. Like we were only motivated because we were doing the podcast. So we were talking about these things. And the Runaway Bunny kind of illustrates the perfect example of what our style is based on. And so in the story, as you know, the child, the little bunny, is telling the mom that I'm going to run away and I'm going to go turn into something and you won't be able to find me. Like I'm going to go turn into a flower or I'm going to turn into a fish or I'm going to turn into a mountain. Just kind of really like, I want to get away and, you know, do whatever I want. And the mom bunny in the story, every time the child comes up with something like that, the mom bunny says, well, if you're going to do that, then I'm going to become a gardener and find you in that garden. Or I'm going to become a fisherman and I'm going to fish you out of the river. Or I'm going to become a mountain climber and I'm going to climb up when you're on that mountain. And finally, it ends in just a really, really sweet way where the mom and the little bunny connect. And the aha moment came from the fact of some things that Sean and I had been talking about. And that is that so often we forget that it's extremely important in our parenting to adapt to where our child is at, to meet our child in the middle, you could say, rather than demanding that our child conform to exactly what we want them to be. It's so important to know ourselves well enough and to know our children well enough that we can meet in the middle. And sometimes that place cannot be found unless we do know ourselves and we do know our children well, unless we become almost experts on ourselves and experts on our children. Not child development, not experts on child development, but literally an expert on your child and the person that they are. And once we do that, we can really understand the issue. We can understand, for example, like, why is the bunny running away, right? Because we'll know their personality. Why is the child distancing themselves? So in a nutshell, if you could kind of bring together the three little elements of our approach, it would be when you are doing this kind of parenting, and I'll call it authentic parenting. That's just kind of a name I've given it, but it's number one, important to understand yourself. Number two, important to understand your child. And then number three, of course, doing those two things, naturally, you're going to understand the issue better. So number three is understand the issue, but honestly, you don't really have to work at it because you'll get it once you have those other two. These three little elements are based on a few things that we've picked up over the years, a few things that we've picked up not just from the fact that Sean's a therapist, right? But I mean, we both have backgrounds in education, so these are all kind of key theories and approaches. As we go through the podcast, you're going to see them pop up a lot. So I'll go ahead and talk about them because then you won't feel like this is really strange and I don't know what's going on. I want to give you a good basis and a foundation for where we're going to go from here. The first thing I want to introduce you to is the idea of emotional intelligence. And that is where our website, Parent EQ, was birthed out of, right? Because EQ stands for emotional quotient. And it was a branch off of what we originally know as IQ, right? Which is your like intelligence. And emotional intelligence, emotional quotient. And if you were to look it up and actually look it up in a dictionary, the definition is the capacity to be aware of, control, and express one's emotions, and to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically. So just looking at that definition, I imagine most of you would agree with me in saying, we all want to be emotionally intelligent and we desire that for our children, right? Like if we are emotionally intelligent, our children are emotionally intelligent, wow, that could be a game changer for our lives, essentially. And so that's super important to be aware of is how significant and valuable focusing on emotional intelligence is in our parenting and in our lives, for goodness sakes. Another little pet idea or kind of tool that we've used that came out of Sean's studies when he was studying psychology and therapy in his master's program is the personality test called the Enneagram, or the personality typing system, I guess you could call it. We consider that one to be our favorite. If you want to back up just a little bit and go a little more broad, I would say that one of our pet things is to be self-aware or self-reflective. And that's where the Enneagram comes from. That's why we love it. It allows a person to be self-aware. It gives you tools for doing that. It gives you names for things you feel about your personality and your little things that make you tick and your habits. And it allows you to see them in a different light. And you can utilize them to your advantage, because a lot of times we see all of our downfalls, all of our imperfections in our personality. But it's important to see the whole picture. And when you see that about yourself, then you can also apply that to your child. You become, you kind of get the ability to see your child differently as well, because you see their personality and you see what makes them unique. Those are the parts of understanding yourself and understanding your child that I kind of mentioned earlier. Now, all of this, I think, would be in vain because it all looks good on paper. You could read a million books about emotional intelligence. You could read books about like your personality style or take a million tests about your personality. But if this third piece of the puzzle is not applied to our approach, then I really feel like there's no point. And that third piece of the puzzle is just authenticity and honesty. This is the real life part of our podcast. That's why we wanted to call it Real Life. We are not up here doing this podcast because we are perfect parents. We're not going to come up here and say we don't make any mistakes parenting. I mean, we've been doing it for over 20 years. And just recently, I've had to start being way more honest with myself. And the only way that I could do that was to stop shaming myself. So that's another topic we'll probably talk about. But honesty is only possible when you remove the shame and the guilt. Then you become empowered to be honest with yourself. You stop trying to be a carbon copy of somebody else. You stop trying to imitate someone else's parenting, and you start trying to develop your very own unique parenting style. So technically, when I say we have a parenting style, this is ours. This is the Turners. Our goal in the podcast is to help you develop your own parenting style, your authentic parenting style that's just for you and just for your kids, because you cannot take something that was made for somebody else's parenting style and somebody else's kids and apply it to yourself and have success. You have to consider all of the elements that make you who you are as a parent and that make your child who they are as a person. You don't want to be a carbon copy of someone else. And you know what? You don't want your child to be a carbon copy of somebody else's child either. So when you start being honest with yourself and saying statements like that, that's when real progress can be made. That's when you start to see changes that are lasting. And honestly, the way that we approach parenting, this style that I just talked about, based on those elements and based on those foundational principles, is what creates a parenting situation that is going to underpin everything. It's not Band-Aids. That's not what we're about. We're not about giving you Band-Aids. We're about helping you find basic principles that you can take and adapt to your personality and your child's personality and find like peace of mind. Like, I know what you guys are going through. I'm in the trenches with you. I get emotional. I cry at a drop of a hat. Okay, I'm going to warn you right now. I know what you're going through. Like, every day, it's hard. It's not the easiest thing in the world. But I'm here to cheer you on and say, maybe it's hard because you're trying to do it somebody else's way. And maybe we can give you some ideas on how to own it and some ideas on how to take back your power as a parent and make it an amazing and wonderful thing. So that's our goal for the podcast. And I hope that's what we can offer you. On that same note, I do want to make a small little disclaimer. I didn't mention this at the beginning, but I am currently a mindfulness coach. A lot of what I will talk about has to do with changing your thoughts, changing your thinking, taking notice of what programs you've been running about parenting and seeing if they're serving you or if they're not serving you. Like, just being very contemplative, okay? I will emphasize that. And I don't know if that's good or bad for you, but hey, that's what it is. That's what my piece of this podcast is going to look like. It's going to be my aha moments. It might be some practical stuff too. Like, I always like to throw that in. And it'll also be just helping you to be more mindful about your parenting and not running away from that in-depth work. Not running away as you start reflecting. There's no need to shame yourself when you don't do something right, when you feel like you've totally bombed it. Just the other night, my little five-year-old was having issues not wanting to go to bed. And he's been doing the screaming, wailing thing, okay? It's the literally high-pitched, everybody in the house can hear it, scream. He wouldn't stop. I had to physically pick him up. All I could do at that moment in time, and I'm sitting here in the back of my mind, right? I'm honestly saying this, you guys. I'm like, I am running a stinking parenting podcast. Like, get it together. Like, there's the shame. All I could think of at that moment in time, I tried to center myself. I tried to, like, not let his emotions get to me. And I just placed him in his room. And I said, I'm running your bathwater. And when you're ready, you can use that to calm down. Because guess what? I know him really well, and he loves baths. Okay, so I used that part of it. I was successful. Yay. But at that moment, I knew he needed just a little kind of snap out of it cool down, and he needed it by being kind of separated a little bit. We have a lot going on in our home. We've got lots of people there. And so sometimes my kids need to decompress on their own, but they don't realize it's not a bad thing to be by yourself for a second. So I'm kind of trying to teach them to be mindful too. So I had to remove the shame in order for me to go, wow, how many times have you gone through this and you can't figure out how to keep your child from screaming like that? Like, what's wrong with you? I had to like tell that voice to go away. That's my real life stuff. So that's kind of what I'm going to be sharing with you. Now, I have not mentioned yet what Sean's piece of this puzzle is. I did mention to you that it is not going to happen when we're together, right? Like the two of us aren't going to be like, oh, what do you think? Ha ha ha. Oh, what do you think? Ha ha ha. That doesn't happen on the podcast. Well, it might in the future. I'm not going to rule that out. But I'm just saying that's not how we structured it. What you're going to get from Sean's piece of the puzzle is we have invited real life parents to come on and to bring us the stressors that are currently going on with their parenting in their lives. Sean has gone on with lots. We've actually already interviewed a whole bunch of parents and he's brought them on and he kind of just talks them through our little processes and shows them some different angles, some different perspectives. So we hope in doing that, right, in modeling it and showing it for you, that you can maybe like put yourself in their shoes and maybe something he says will resonate with you. And that is the beauty of being able to see a kind of like parent coaching in real life, in real time. So on some of the episodes, it'll be me. I may bring on a guest too, but for the most part, just kind of telling you my aha moments, giving you tricks of the trade, walking you through my thought processes and hoping that you might relate to some of the stuff I'm going through. I kind of want you to feel like you're not alone. I feel like parenting, again, I'm going to get like emotional. Parenting can be lonely, especially even if you like if you don't have your spouse's support in some of the stuff you're doing, it can be lonely. If you're a single parent, that can be lonely. So I want you to feel like we're on your team. We're in the trenches with you. We're part of this group that can support you. And that's what I hope you get out of this whole thing. Again, as I close out, thank you so much for supporting this very first episode by listening. Woohoo! I will do a little plea here to ask you to give us a rating on whatever platform you're listening to our podcast on. Here's the deal. We've got 8 kids. We are super busy. We want to maximize this valuable offering that we hope it's valuable offering that we're giving in the podcast. And so we want to kind of try to put it in front of as many people as we can. And honestly, today, the best way to do that is having people leave ratings and comments. So if you have a quick second and you can do that, we really, really, really appreciate that. Another way that you can connect with us is on Instagram under Real Life Parents Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. And we have a website called Parent EQ that we would love for you to check out. When you hop on the website, you will be able to sign up for our free monthly PDF, which will include a parenting tip, a journaling and self-reflection activity, and because I love affirmations and posters and visuals, it'll have a cute little poster or reminder of that particular parenting tip, right? So that you can look up and be like, oh, I'm supposed to be thinking before I react. That's what's going to be fun about the monthly PDFs that we're going to be giving out for free. So again, if you're looking for additional resources, check out our website at parenteq.com and see you at the next episode. Last but not least, the advice provided on this podcast does not constitute or serve as a substitute for professional psychological treatment, therapy, or other types of professional advice or intervention. If you have concerns about your child's well-being, consult a physician or mental health professional.